Reach the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Well, the 2008 PDGA World Championships have begun, with nearly 900 players taking on Southwest Michigan's finest disc golf courses. PDGA Radio is here with a special report recapping last night's players' meeting, also the weekend side events, which saw this year's first world champions crowned. Those results and more world's goodness coming your way on this special edition of PDGA Radio, which is being brought to you by Gateway Disc Sports. Introducing GatewayDiscGolfDirect.com, LS Discs, Fairway Flyers, and Disc Nation. PDGA Radio special coverage of the 2008 Disc Golf World Championships is brought to you by Gateway Disc Sports and GatewayDiscGolfDirect.com. There, David and his staff would like to wish the best of luck to all the players this week in Kalamazoo and announce the opening of their new online retail store for Gateway's disc golf bags, cool-looking stencil dies, dead stamps, and tie-dye shirts, and more. Stop by GatewayDiscGolfDirect.com to check it all out. New custom products added every week. Gateway Disc Sports is also hosting an upcoming B-tier event in Central Illinois on September 6th and 7th. This par 72 course at Foundation Park is one of the most picturesque and challenging courses in the country. The Gateway Open in Centralia is within 3.5 hours of 10 major cities, including Bowling Green, Memphis, Chicago, St. Louis, and the Quad Cities. All players will receive 2 discs in their player's package, and there will be several baskets given away. So register today online or call Gateway Disc Sports for more information. And remember to visit GatewayDiscGolfDirect.com. And actually, that Gateway Open will be September 13th and 14th, not the 6th and 7th, due to the Rockford Open A-tier nearby that weekend. But the players' meeting was held last night. It was at the historic State Theater in Kalamazoo. Tournament volunteer Mark Stubbs began the night by welcoming everyone to the area and reminding them of one very important fact.
Now, welcome to the 2008 PDGA Professional and Amateur Disc Golf World Championships presented by Bell's Brewing. You know, 27 years ago when this World Championship started, there were a lot of different courses, a lot of different places that it's traveled to. We're happy to bring it here to Southwest Michigan. You've got a ton of different courses, a variety of shots, everything that's out there for you. And you know what the cool thing about it is that someone in your division, all of you, is going to be crowned the next Disc Golf World Champion.
The 2008 Worlds is being joint hosted by the nearby cities of Kalamazoo and Battle Creek. Greg Ayers from the Kalamazoo Chamber of Commerce was also on hand last night and had some comments for the players.
And the other thing that's really important, too, is that we were not able to do this in either of our communities had we not worked together. This is a true partnership between two great communities here in Southwest Michigan. We're excited to have you here during the course of the week. I know you're going to have some great courses to play on, but also you're going to enjoy our community. It looks like the forecast is outstanding for the week. And the last thing I'm going to do is invite you to spend a lot of money while you're here. Good luck.
And finally, PDGA Executive Director Brian Graham explained just how this truly is a world championship.
This is a true world championship. We have 525 amateur players, 55 juniors, 317 pros, 897 players here. 9 countries represented.
Play in the singles tournament begins today, Monday, with 9 different courses in play for the 21 divisions. The pros are at Timber Ridge, with tee time starting at 8 a.m. Tonight, starting at 7 p.m., is the world's largest fly mart. That will also be at Timber Ridge. World champions were already crowned with side events over this past weekend. I'll get you the results from those next with the Disc Nation leaderboard, where it's one nation under par.
Did you spend more time picking out a new driver than your car? Are you as picky about your disc golf bag as Paris Hilton is about her purse? Well, good news. Disc Nation is the disc golf superstore that has made everything simple. Every disc, every weight, every day. Disc Nation even has a large selection of first runs and CFR discs, browse bags, accessories, World's DVDs, and a 20,000 disc inventory with same day shipping at DiscNation.com. Disc Nation, one nation under par.
Your Disc Nation leaderboard starts as Tournament Director Larry LeBond announced several world championships earned over the weekend in the side events, including mini golf, long drive, doubles, and putting.
Unfortunately, we're only going to be able to do the doubles and the putting contest tonight. The other events, we'll have postings for those tomorrow as far as who the winners are, and prizes and trophies should be available Tuesday out at Timber Ridge.
The putting contest was completed last night during the players' party with Jay Yeti Redding beating out Eric Roadhouse and John Lawrence and live on stage in front of the crowd. Otherwise, Valerie Jenkins won the women's putting contest and Ezra Nicholson won for the amateurs. On to the mixed doubles results from Saturday, where Jay Redding got another trophy, this one with his usual partner, Des Redding. A tie for second place was between Dave Fellberg and his partner Melody King, and also Marcus Kallstrom and Birgitta Lagerholm. The amateur mixed doubles was won by Tate Handy and Kelsey Brockle. In second place was Jeremy Kohling and Don Geist. For the juniors, Andrew Coggins and David Wiggins Jr. won the doubles title, and also each picked up wins in their putting contest divisions. Full results, including the long drive contest and mini golf results, should be available soon on 2008discgolfworlds.com. That was your Disc Nation leaderboard. It's one nation under par.
Hey disc golfers, next time you're in the Twin Cities area of Minnesota, make sure you stop into Fairway Flyers, undoubtedly one of the finest and largest all-around disc golf pro shops in the world. Customers call it the Mecca of disc golf and a candy store for adults. So stop in and see Mike at Fairway Flyers for everything disc golf related. From an inventory of thousands of discs and accessories to directions and scorecards to the dozens of area courses. If it's disc golf or Minnesota disc golf, it's at Fairway Flyers and fairwayflyers.com.
Well, your PDGA Radio World Championship weather forecast is calling for more nice weather here for the Kalamazoo Battle Creek area of Michigan. And it's ideal for playing disc golf, if you ask me. Mostly sunny skies expected for your Monday, high near 80. Winds from the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy then for the rest of the week. Highs near 80, overnight lows near 60. And good old August weather in Michigan. Slight chance for some isolated showers or thunderstorms each and every day. Nothing more than 30%, though, as of now.
Years ago, from the waters of Lake Shawnee in Kansas emerged treasures that soon became the beginning of LS Discs, now one of the world's leading disc golf outfitters, with thousands of new and used discs and accessories available, along with a unique and fashionable apparel line. LSDiscs.net should be your first stop for disc golf supplies. LS Discs, promoting the sport of disc golf locally and nationally. They would like to wish all the players good luck this week, especially Team LS Discs.
That will do it for this special edition of PDGA Radio covering the 2008 World Championships. This coverage brought to you by Gateway Disc Sports as they introduce GatewayDiscGolfDirect.com, LS Discs, Fairway Flyers, and Disc Nation. PDGA Radio is back with our regular episode on Tuesday with results from day one at the Worlds along with all of our regular features. And there's no show on Wednesday, but we're back Thursday morning with a recap of Tuesday and Wednesday. So until next time, I'm Steve Kaczynski for PDGA Radio.
The PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries along with comments about the show or programming ideas may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magix Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.
Goodbye.